It is Brighton up next. It's Ian Ryan with your pre-match warm-up. We've got Ian Salmon, Damien Cabana and Sean Rogers with me for this one. Cav, manager's done his press conference. It's funny what winning games of football does. I've been listening to bits and bobs on the Anfield Rap this week. I'm not caught up on everything yet, but everyone seems in a much happier mood. Manager, as I said, done his press conference, very upbeat.
Yeah.
Winning games of football does that.
Yeah, and the manner of the victory as well. An important, you know, European night, you know, for the context of the season and everything. What a wonderful evening's entertainment that was. You feel great, you know. Wasn't half jumping up and down on the touchline, wasn't he?
Very animated.
More
of that, please.
And I thought he might struggle to sleep tonight. So he could have done with just getting off on the whistle and coming the frost with me and getting a pint of Leffy just before you get the train back, because it just tasted great and the whole area. Yeah, just there's a whole great feeling about it, and I'm sure he's enormously relieved. I'm probably a bit vindicated where he's like, you know, if I had all my best lads and available and we all just play to our maximum and we get an even break of luck, then we can do a lot more of that. I'm sure there's going to be a bit of that in how he's felt. It was just like, look at all them lads. I recognised them from somewhere. You know, because it was such an alien performance to what's been going on before. And like I say, it's the manner of the victory, not just... That's why Liverpool fans have been becoming increasingly down, because even when we've been winning, it hasn't been convincing, you know. But that was just all the best of Liverpool that they could have provided on the night. Winning it high up the pitch, aggressive, relentless. If you make a mistake, you've got the confidence to go again, dominating the game in every way, shape and form. So, you know, if anyone didn't enjoy that, you know, when anyone wants to pour cold water on it, then, you know, you're not in the game for the right reasons. I fully understand Liverpool should be beating teams like that at Anfield, and that's not the biggest test in the Premier League. It doesn't automatically mean it's going to translate into, you know, the remaining games. But it was a huge fillip, and, you know, great work. And, you know, he's had some stick, the head coach, and for all the right reasons, but he deserves credit when it's due, and it was certainly due after that performance.
Hey, how much of it do you think it was down to Liverpool playing well? I mean, there's no doubt Liverpool were much better. The tempo was better on Wednesday. There was aggression, there was intent, there was purpose. All the things people have been crying out for. But as Cav mentioned, the opponents is, I think, pretty low level, if I'm being honest. I don't think they're a good team. I think in their own backyard, different proposition, and they've got a guy up front who on any given night can be a bit of a superstar. But how much of it do you think it was down to Liverpool, and how much do you think it was down to the opponents?
No, it's down to us. I mean, you know, Galatasaray, they may not be the greatest team on earth, but it's still a team when you saw them come out the draw. That's not your ideal team to play, because you know that over there is going to be an issue. You know there's going to be a difficult game, and you know you're going to have to try and keep it as tight as possible to bring it back and see what you can do. But even then, they had enough players who can cause you trouble. I was amazed how quiet Osimhen was and how little he fancied the game until I realised he'd broken his arm